Praise God. So, to make this picture clearer of what he's intending to do in future, that will make Satan see that you cannot defeat my purpose. The reason I allow man to fall, I allowed it to happen. I staged it to happen. I knew about serpent, what he will do. I know this Eve, what she will do. I know her weakness. I know the strength of the man. I know. The reason is because I want to display some of my attributes. I want to show the whole world that I am a savior. I am a healer. I am a warrior. I am a consuming fire. I am a God of love. I want to display my attributes. I want the whole world to know that I created all things for my pleasure. I am the potter and you are the clay. With the same material, I mold one vessel of honor. The same material, I mold it. With the same material, but I keep it in the toilet. It's for my sovereignty. I decide what I want to do with all human beings. That is the God we serve. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But all this, God himself, knowing this condition of the church we go, that there will be two major groups of people in the church of Jesus Christ. The carnal church, the spiritual church. The denominational church and the bride of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ is the wife of Jesus Christ. She's a wife because he had to come and pay the price for redemption. Pay the price, the bride price. While everyone is claiming the blood of Jesus has set me free. The blood of Jesus set me free. While everybody is singing that, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And that's all we're trying to identify it. And he brought this out, hallelujah, through some of the settings we see right from the Garden of Eden. This mixture in the Church of Jesus Christ. Take notes. I won't go too deep in this. Just create a picture of each of these shadows. Our emphasis is the product. The emphasis is the product. My emphasis, we look at Cain and Abel. My emphasis is not Eve. My emphasis is what Eve produced. Because Eve is a type of the church. But let's look at the story first. Look at this setting. Cain and Abel, we all know their story. They all have the same mother. But they had different fathers. Where were they produced from? From the womb of one woman. Eve is a type of the church of Jesus Christ. How was it achieved? Christ came to the New Testament and brought the parable of the wheat and tares. When you look at Cain and Abel, let your mind go to the church of Jesus Christ and not some history, story of history that happened in the Garden of Eden. It is a story of the church. The composition of the church. And Christ made it clearer. In Matthew 13 parable from verse 24 up to verse 30. In paraphrasing, you can read that on your own. The owner of a farm went and planted good seed in his farm. That farm, hallelujah, is the womb of Eve. When Adam was not around, while men slept. Is somebody understanding me now? Oh, glory be to God. The enemy went to the same womb and planted his soul there too. Who are these men that slept? The apostolic fathers. As long as the apostles were all alive, the devil had no chance to bring error. No man will be there and see another man come to mess up with his wife. You kill him, and the Lord will shake hands with you. Oh, praise God. While men slept, the enemy came and planted his own seed also. You know, I told you it's a review. We have spoken all this in one way or the other before. Planted his own seed. What is that seed? The word of God is the true seed. Error. Erroneous doctrines planted also in the church is the seed that was planted by the enemy. The enemy. The enemy of the owner of the farm. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not your enemy. Are you hearing me? You are not the target. It's the owner of the farm. Because the owner of the farm is in expectation of a harvest. And the enemy is saying, I will destroy your harvest. And when time came up, the seed, all that were planted with due time, they sprang up. You will not know what is under the ground until the seed began to grow. The angels therefore saw. Who are these angels? Listen, the setting here looks like a heavenly setting. But I'm telling you, the angels here are the true servants of God. That have a true revelation of how the gospel should be. And they turn and they look at the Bible. And they turn away again to look at what the church is. What is going on in the church? And then they are wondering, He sees the church. They turn and they look at the church. They are seeing all manner of things going on. They are seeing women being ordained into the ministry. When the Bible forbids a woman to be a pastor. They are seeing naked people, naked women dressing anyhow and going to the church. They are seeing comedians at the pulpit. They are seeing Babalawos have taken over the pulpit and call themselves prophets. They are seeing merchandise going on of the gospel, commercialization of the gospel. They are seeing church now as a family business. When you open Bible and show them, suddenly there is another balance, another language. It doesn't matter. People are staging miracles. People are lying in the name of the Lord. People are selling anointing oil, anointing water, anointing handkerchief, anointing mantle, anointing everything for sale. It's not angels in heaven, no. It is earthly angels, ministers of God, that are wondering. I am one of them. I am one of them because when I gave my life to Christ, that was what bothered me. I have to ask, why is this group? I read the Bible. I could not find out why. I mean, when the Church of Jesus Christ broke into denominational groups. I don't know when it became Catholic. It became Foursquare. It became assemblies. It became cele. I could not find out the association, Christian Association of where? I could not see it. I was wondering, something is wrong. I am telling you, it's from reading the Bible I saw that. And I am among them. I'm not the only one, no. Including many of you sitting down here and listening to me from wherever. This same question is in your heart. When did it reach this level of what we are seeing today? When did pastors begin to have uniform? With one cap for head. With one type of cross specially designed. They design it with gold. Design it. Very beautiful golden cross. And the only time I saw anything raised like that in the Bible was serpent in the wilderness that was raised up. Does it mean these people are serpents? I could not understand, because what gave us salvation is old rugged cross. It was an emblem of suffering and shame. And I begin to ask, where we turn and look at the choir, and I will see men with palm hair, and I will see men wearing a ring and playing drum, playing guitar with the dada hair that they made. I was looking at, what is this thing happening? Why? Where did it go from? Where did it start from? Is there anybody that has been asking that same question? Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? Or the rest of you? Everything is okay. Okay, you are not asking. Only me they ask. Anybody from this side, were you asking that same question? Were you asking that same question? Everybody stand up and speak in tongue. I try. I know if you speak in tongue. But I knew I was born again. And they say, evidence I have the Holy Ghost is I must speak in tongue. Everybody stand up. Begin to speak in tongue. And then the person that spoke, one of them duped me, even inside the Ikoyi prison. You make me wonder. And I see men of God with evidence preaching, and their girlfriend that they are fornicating and sleeping with are in the congregation. Amen. What happened? What happened? That parable says, the master says, an enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. Then he said, should we go and uproot them? That is why he said, leave them. Let both grow together until when? Harvest time. Until time of the harvest. And he's coming soon. He's coming soon. With joy, we welcome his return.
It may be more, it may be night or noon.
We know,
it's coming soon.
Hallelujah. He said, let them grow. That is the reason why we can only shout, shout. He refused to give us power to do anything. We only talk. No matter how we are talking, they follow us even to Brother Assembly Church. No matter how we are talking, they are here. He is still saying, an enemy has done it. Shall you say you'll be bright? I will see. In the church, they look like Christians. When they leave and go, jam them on the road. They ask them. Hallelujah. Ask them. They are the first to say, I am bright. I am a bright. Where do you worship? Bride assembly now. Where's your pastor? Pastor Moses. You say, how do you know? Look at their Facebook pages. Look at the things they are hailing. Look at the things they are liking. Look at their comments to any of these worldly stupid things that offend some of us. They are hailing it. And they are in Bride Assembly Church. That's why I say, it is not being about being a member of this church I'm talking about. I'm talking about the true bride of Jesus Christ. Make your calling and election sure. Stop looking at another brother. Oh. Stop looking at another sister. Oh. Make sure you yourself, personal, you are saved. Because the two will grow together in the same farm. Receiving the same rain. Hey, Jesus. Because his rain fall on the just and unjust. People are getting confused. Because testimonies are going on, they are thinking that is evidence they are right with God. Miracle signs and wonders are going on, they are thinking that is evidence they are going to heaven. Ha! Keep diligence to make your calling and election sure. It's deeper than that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How do we know them? Amen. Wheat and tares. Then Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, was making us to understand what happened in the Garden of Eden. That is what is happening in the church of Jesus Christ. Let's read it. From verse 1. To 4. See the way the language is put there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It's a popular scripture in this church. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly and indeed bear with me because of the things it tells them. Verse 2. We are reading up to verse 4. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you, because he is a chamberlain, to one husband. He is Eliezer. I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin, Eve, to Adam, to Christ. But I fear, I'm afraid, lest by any means, you see, it's going back to the garden now. As the serpent deceived, beguiled Eve through his sweet mouth, sweet tongue, motivational, poetic presentation of grammar. So, your minds also should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Christ is no grammar. For if he that cometh, grammar. There, what do you call him? There's one preacher in Ukraine, Sunday Adelaja, a popular preacher, that has been challenging what is happening in Christianity in Nigeria from Ukraine. They are in the internet. And all the juggernaut people are very worried. So I watched a clip by somebody who was also making a comment on him. And come and hear grammar. He said, what is this? The only problem he has with the method that Delaja is using to voice out his disagreement is that he is not observing the apostolic protocol. Grammar. He said there is an apostolic protocol that him being an apostle, there is an apostolic protocol to maintain. Grammar. Verse 4. Grammar, grammar, grammar. For he that come and preacheth another Jesus. Oh! You see the seed as they were planting it? But how will you know another Jesus when you don't know the real Jesus? Whom we have not preached. To know the real Jesus, therefore, look for the Jesus Apostle Paul preached. Or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, ye might well bear with that person. Go to verse 13. For such people that preach another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit, such are false apostles who refuse to follow the apostolic protocol. And this is the apostolic protocol. This is the only apostolic protocol. Why do I say so? Because Apostle Paul says we are built upon the foundation of the prophets and apostles. Apostolic protocol. He said if any man preaches any other gospel contrary than what is here, let him be accursed. Therefore, the only apostolic protocol is this. What I am doing now, I am following the apostolic protocol. Hallelujah. You know, when you go out to some of these functions, well, there is protocol to be followed. You stand up, begin to recognize all that's supposed to be recognized. That's the protocol. Your excellencies, the chairman, you begin to mention all of them. Well, when I was called to speak to my mates yesterday, when I collected the microphone, I say, gentlemen, I stand on the existing protocol. There is already an existing protocol. So I say, I stand on it. Because I'm used to standing on the existing protocol. This is the apostolic protocol. It's the existing protocol. And I'm used to standing. I don't have any other protocol again to create than to repeat what other people have been repeating. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ahem, verse 13, we are reading it. For such are false apostles who go about sowing these seeds. William Branham titled a message he preached along that line. He titled it, Seeds of Discrepancy. That's grammar. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, you see, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Transform. It's not God that transformed them. Because, hallelujah, it says, Apostle Paul told us that we be transformed. We are supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But this transformation that occurs, comes by the Holy Ghost. But this one, they are the ones that transform themselves. How do they do it? Who are they? If you transform, transform is from the word transfer. You were somewhere, then you were moved to another place. Some of them were motivational speakers. Not where they are. They are still that moved from secular motivation where there is more opportunity, more money to the church. And to fit in, they take upon themselves the title pastors. Transforming themselves. The other one that transformed themselves are the Babalawo. Native doctor. Juju. Voodoo. What do they call them for your village? Dibia. Dibia. You say, what do you mean? We know them. We know them now, but their fruits, we know them. Hallelujah. When you go to Babalawo, amen. Does he pray for you? Eh? What does he do for you? He do work for you. Is that not the language? Eh? And to do this work, you must bring something. Eh? To do this work, bring head up. What will they do? I say, I never go to Babalawo before and I become Christians. Am I saying something you don't know? You must bring something now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they have all manner of different things to sell for a solution. But we Christians here, we only have the cross to sell. And when we say sell here, it's marketing it. And our own is free. You don't pay anything for it. Freely we receive, freely we give. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Babalawo, when you go to them that transform themselves into angel of light, they transform. They are the ones that sell anointing oil, sell anointed handkerchief, sell anointed water. And those who are ordained to be deceived, when they hear me speak like this, they get angry with me. Serpent seeds. He said of them to agree that what is happening in their church is contrary to the Bible, they will be ready to die with that. Unfortunately, they don't know they have been bewitched by that spirit. Listen, church. Let's read on. Verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Before we read verse 15. If Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, where is the address of Satan now? Eh? Is he in cloud 999? Is he in marine kingdom? Is he in 777? Study. He is Satan himself. His address is in the church. People are looking at ISIS. People are looking at Islam. People are looking at Boko Haram. They are his generals that he has given those small assignments. The real assignment is in the church because that is where the light is. He is an enemy of Jesus. The prophecy went forth from the Garden of Eden, verse 15. That the seed of the woman, hallelujah, and serpent seed. The serpent seed shall bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. And the seed of the woman will do what? Scatter his head. And he did that on the cross of Calvary. The seed of the woman is Christ. And he again, Christ. And the bruising, that is, if it is the leg, you are talking of progress, isn't it? It's progress of the church. You'll be disturbing the progress, disturbing the progress, disturbing the progress. But his head will be cut off. Hallelujah. By Christ himself. When he will be coming, grab him, put him in the bottomless pit, and take over rulership of this earth. It will happen. So, who is he fighting? It's Christ. Every believer, Satan is fighting you. It's not you he's after. It's Christ, your father, that he's after. You have not seen in the village, when they want to deal with your father, do they throw sickness on him? No. They will follow his children. When they want to deal with your mother, they will go and follow her while she's alive. They are dying one by one. You think it is the children they are after. It's not the children. It's the mama. It's the father. So also Satan, who is the architect of that style, is here to disturb the progress of the church of Jesus Christ. But it is thus said the Lord, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Verse 15. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers. Satan has ministers. Oh. We're doing Bible study. Satan has his ministers. It is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Motivational speakers are his ministers. All these prophets that do nothing else but sell anointing water, sell this, sell that, and all those who commercialize the gospel, they are ministers of Satan. It is thus said the word of God. Pastor, you are condemning too much. Let me write the Bible. So why are you looking at me? I should not read the Bible. I should not read it. Why are you pointing me? Let me write them. Am I saying anything of my own? Now Bible are they read. Satan has ministers. He's not every pastor you know, every Jew you know, that is a minister of Christ. Some of them are ministers of Satan. By their fruits you shall know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. What does it say? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. You see? Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, this scripture needs proper interpretation. Because when you say confess, that means you should open your mouth and say, Jesus Christ has come into the world. Therefore, I'm of God. Satan can say it now. Prostitute can say it. Babala will say it. Don't you know that Ogboni recognized Jesus? Don't you know that, Rosicrucians recognized Jesus? In fact, Mami Wata recognized Jesus. Praise God. Babalaos, they recognized Jesus. Because at the mention of that name, Jesus, every knee bow. They know the power behind that man. They know it. That's not the meaning of that scripture. That's not the meaning of that scripture. When he said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Verse 4. Hallelujah. But ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. To confess that Jesus, let's read it again. Let's read it again. Every spirit that confesseth, verse 2. It says, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Was that not what John the Baptist spoke concerning Jesus? He was fulfilling this scripture. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Peter, who do men say I the Son of Man am? Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you know, for saying that, they were killing the apostles for saying that. You know why? Because they knew the meaning of that statement. It's not just opening your mouth to say, Jesus has come in the flesh. He came to do what? He came to do something. And if that thing that he came to do is not achieved in you, and you are saying that Jesus, what you are actually saying is, Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh. The purpose for which he came, if it is not achieved in you, you are confessing that Jesus has not come in the flesh. Yet, you are worshipping that Jesus. You are a false believer. It's more than that. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2 again. Identifying from verse 18. First John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Who is an Antichrist? Anybody doing anything contrary to the word of God is Antichrist. Verse 19. They went out from us. They went out from us. But they were not of us, because an enemy planted them among us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. They will have continued. If the same one that called the apostle is the same one that called you, all these preachers, you will continue with the apostolic faith. But they went out of the doctrine of Christ, out of the scripture, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. That is, the spirit that planted us is not the same as the spirit that planted them. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I've not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar? But he that denied that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denied the Son, the same had not the Father. But he that acknowledged the Son had the Father also, because the Father and the Son are one. Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. That is what we learn from what we see that took place in the Garden of Eden that produced these two groups of people, Cain and Abel. Their origin is not the same. The origin of Cain is the same origin of theirs. And at the end, there shall be a separation. It is speaking about the church. Two groups of people. There is Cain here, sitting down, even in brother assembly here. And there is Abel, sitting down together, here. And if you want to know who you are, go back and read the characters of both. And it's very easy to place yourself. And this is what we see generally in the church of Jesus Christ. Try to go very far for you to understand why we are not a denomination. And why the church of Jesus Christ can never be denominated. And that no denominational system is of God. It's a product of the Antichrist spirit. And then you'll understand why God sent us the shout message. Come out of her, my people. We will continue next week. Praise the Lord. Hymn 198. Hymn number 198 is coming soon. Very, very soon. Make your calling and election sure.
All shall rise.
But true.
You know where you are, who you are in Him. Hallelujah. And this knowing who you are in Him is more than living a life of not stealing, not fornicating, not lying. It's deeper than that. It's living a life that Christ consumes you all. Amen. We are in expectation. Hallelujah. Anything can happen anytime from now. I believe it. If God allows this world to go any longer, it will be worse than what it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. You know better. That's why that song said the signs around the earth, all written in a starless sky. It said, God's witnesses declaring that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Whatever news you are hearing, nations are breaking, but Israel is awakening. It's a sign. Hallelujah. It was foretold. Let's prepare ourselves. We shall soon be going home. We shall soon be going home. Whatever you are doing, have it at the back of your mind that one of these days, that trump will sound. You will hear your name.